I don't see anything that would have been seen, yeah.
Oh, yeah, one of that, tell them what it is and.
This song is an old chief song. Him and his wife went out hunting. Pitched his wigwam down the valley. He went up on the mountain to kill a deer. Wasn't gone but a few minutes, he heard his squaw screaming and hollering. He looked back and saw smoke bound up. Went back and saw his wigwam burned up and the squaw been burnt pretty bad. He asked the squaw who done that, and she says, Paleface, Paleface. So he got on the track of Paleface and caught him and brought him to the post and was going to burn him to death, just like he burned his wigwam. The squaw screamed out and cried and told him not to hurt him, for she'd get better. He turned him loose. But this is the song that he was singing when he was going to burn him. Kamish, Kamish, Kama, oh, say, go, go away, Kana, go away, Kanisha, go away, Kana, Kanish, Kanisha, go away, Kanish, Kanish, Kana, oh, say, go, go away, Kana. Kanisha go away, Kana, Kanish, Kanisha go away. Sinagane, Sinagane, ayo, Tana, whoop, whoop!
I thought I gave that at the beginning, didn't I? Not?
Yeah, you gave it to me once before, but he wants the record.
I believe it, I said the chief went out hunting. And his wigwam was burned up in his squaw.
Yeah, did you get that?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I fall in love with this love song, man. Your boys, your all young boys and girls, you might learn this song and sing it to your boys wherever they are. Yahweh, honey, Yahweh, it shows a love song, and the words the chief has to go with the Chehabin. Of course, the song says, hyo, hyo, that means all right, she would take him. And he said, someday you'll be my wife, my squaw. This is known as the Indian song, the bear song. They all used to get out together and have a great powwow. The Indians, of course, dressed in the bear skin with the suits. And a lot of times they'd growl like a bear and singing this song and dancing. Of course, there was a bunch of them would go together. And this is what they were singing when they were dancing. Are you wonder, you're wonder, heck are you wonder, you're wonder. Are you wonder, you're wonder, right on the, you're wonder, go with the, you're wonder. Are you wonder, you're wonder, heck are you wonder, you're wonder. Are you wonder, you're wonder, heck are you wonder.
The word for
Grebe or Hell Diver?
Kasinski, Yumber, Chicago, Tana.
All right. And then the word for woodcock.
Kachin Yokana.
Let's see, Poppy. You pronounce it.
Kachin Yokana, is that it?
Yeah, all right. And Kingfisher.
Kachin Yes.
You whippery.
You whippery.
All right. And rain crow. Kuchin chukanawa. Kuchin chukanawa. Yeah, rain crow.
Kuchin hikshu kamara.
All right. That's, you had a value there that I didn't get. That's good. Screech owl. All right, good. And the big horned owl.
Extra great.
All right. And the whippoorwill.
Kachin Kamara.
Wikuya?
Kachin Wikuya.
Yeah, all right. The night hawk, bird that call us at night. Kuchin Kusauza.
Kuchin Conway.
Kusauza.
Kusauza.
Yeah. Flicker, or the yellow hammer.
Kuchin is going to sit on it. Kachin Hishko Sikkara. Is it really good?
That's all right. The red-headed woodpecker. The red-headed woodpecker, the Chertea bird.
That's what I get, Kachin Hishko Sikkara.
That's a Kuchin. All right. Now the Gord Martin. The purple or gourd mark.
Kachin Sukara. Kachin Sukara.
The little chickadee that has a black cap and about that long. It's a
Kachin Yip Makara. Kachin Yip Makara, that it?
Tuwapse. Kachin Tuwapse.
Kachin Tuwapse, wasn't it?
Tuwapse, alright.
Kachin Tuwapse.
What does Tuwapse mean?
He's small and he wobbles about in his movement, you know.
I remember. He goes under and then comes up on top and
that's right.
You just can't keep him still. He just bobs around like a top. That's alright, good, thanks. I'm glad to get that. Wobble bird. That would be it. Alright. And now, the little bird that says, Tufty Titmouse, Tom Tit.
Kachin Prump Prump. Yeah.
All right, good. And now, the real gray mocking bird.
Kachin Hugra Kamachara. Kachin Hugra Kamachara.
And the cat bird.
Kachin Hop Canada.
And the brown thrasher?
Kachin Tup Tupere.
And the bluebird?
Kachin Wongcha.
Bluebird, Wayunka?
Wayunka. Kachin Wayunka, I got that.
And the towee or jewelry?
Kachin.
I think you told me one time there's one right there, Kuchin Joe, and another name for it is Kuchin Yup Sui.
Yeah.
Is that it? You pronounce it that way. Kuchin Yup Sui. You say it your
Kuchin
way.
Kuchin Yup Masara. Kuchin Yup Masara.
That's the jewelry. Kuchin Yup Masara. All right. And pronounce the goldfinch again, the pretty bird, Kuching-tora. All right, good. And the snowbird?
Kuching-wahara.
Kuching-wahara.
Wahara
is snow, or is that cold weather?
Snow.
Chief, did you ever think of a word for south?
Which?
South. You know, we were talking about one day, you say, you have a word for the north.
Yeah.
And one, you, for the east, you say sun up, and for the west, you say sunset. What is the word for south? Can you think of that?
Tahare.
What does it mean? Does it mean bright daylight, or what is it?
That it means that it's bright, and it's also from hot country. Tahare means hot.
Oh, well, that's fine. Well, you know, we lost that hot, the hot part of the day. Oh, fine. Well, that word that we were worrying about, beaver, I pronounce it chop. Do you remember? Would that be the right way to pronounce it, chop, for beaver?
I didn't know that long ago, student, but I was...
That's the nearest I can get to it. I expect when you was a boy, Dr. Gatchett was down here, way back in the 1880s. And he took that down. It's the only place I can find. It's something like chalk. He puts a tonsi on it. That means beast. Tonsi means beast or animal, doesn't it?
Yeah, you might say he's a water dog, in other words.
I say, all right. Tonsi, chop. Now, there are several of these other things that I would like for you to pronounce. Dr. Speck did not get the word for cedar. That is, I think, the way you gave it to me is
Yep.
All right. And there was another one he didn't get was the word for peach. Tup-suan.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? For peach. I think it's tup-suan.
Tup-suan.
Tupsawe. All right, good. And then pear is almost the same thing. Tupsawaha.
Yes, right. Tupsawaha.
What is the difference between those meanings? One is hard peach and the other soft, or what is it?
Well, the pear grows a little longer than apple, and they call it a little more long, you see. An apple.
Oh, a long, long apple. Mm. And the peach is what?
You have that shaggy
apple.
Peach, you know, it's got that fur on it. That's what.
Fur is all right. Good. And you gave me dogwood. Tonsi.
That's correct.
All right. Good. And grape is tuan. What does that mean? Berry, or what is it?
To one said, it's just berries of kind of any kind of berries.
Wonka Ichwa, is that bow and arrow, or what is it?
Wonka, yes. That's
well, is it sometimes used for potatoes?
No.
Or
it's got one, that's bow and arrow.
Wonk is arrow, and itch is the bow.
It's called,
all right, good. And, what do you call that a vine that has a flower about that long, a red, just about that color, that grows out in the fields, and hummingbirds come to it a lot? What is the Indian name for that? Cross vine, or it's a...
I'm called curry.
Cow itch. Yeah, what's the Indian name for it?
Vidahisa.
And what's the last one now?
We saw.
We saw.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, see, that's not what we see, is it?
No.
All right. Now, let's see one or two more here. I think I've got most.
That's like a lady, a women folks, and a snake has the same name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I asked you why that was one day. Yah means woman, it also means snake.
Yeah.
And he says it's because of the temptation in the Garden of Eden.
You wouldn't know the difference. One little long and the other.
You pronounce the two. Give the word for snake now.
Snake is Yahwan. And lady is Yah. Not much different than
an added half syllable.
Well, I'm asking how that word coming snake went in the Garden of Eden tempted to be, if that's how coming even the woman after the snake or snake after her.
There are several of these. You can cut that off if you'd like them.